We're talking to Gunn, and we got to kind of, I know you guys are focused on the Bears, but we asked this last year too, but how much after a season like this do you reevaluate your scheme in terms of just the wide nine and that kind of thing? I mean, is that an ongoing thing where you're tweaking that all the time?
Yeah, we evaluate every Monday after every single game. Adjustments we need to make, things we need to do better, things that work, things that didn't work. You also do that on a yearly basis. And also part of it is also tied into the personnel that you have. And you want your schemes to match your personnel. You have a general philosophy, but there's some flexibility within that philosophy. And this offseason will be no different than any other one.
Is it unfair to peg the lack of production from the defensive ends to that scheme? Or is that not fair to
What are you saying?
Well,
what lack of production?
Lack of turnovers, lack of, you know, just seem like the defensive end production compared to last year, impact plays and everything else is down.
Yeah, I would say it has zero to do with scheme. If you're a defensive end, I mean, it puts you in the best position to rush the passer. So,
is it kind of shocking, Coach, that you guys on defense haven't been able to score, you know, on the defensive side of the ball like you did last year?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that that was key to our start, and also to coming back in a couple of those games was getting defensive scores. I mean, we wouldn't have won the Dallas game unless we got started with a couple defensive scores. And we haven't done it this year. It's hard to have the pace that we had last year, but also go from that to zero. That's certainly something that I guess surprising is a good word for it.
You feel like squelching any rumors that are out there in terms of your relationship with Martin?
Yeah, Sports Illustrated. Yeah, Bill just gave me that. I mean, couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, I don't like to comment on rumors and stuff like that, but particularly people that that aren't in our building, that don't see us every day. I mean, that couldn't be farther from the truth. We're all in this together, and we're all very determined to get us back on the right track.
At least, has there been any, I wouldn't say tension, but any difficulty, I guess, among, you know, the executive branch or whatever of the team as far as the players and how behavioral issues have come to bear, you know, guys who've been kicked off the team and all that stuff? Has that been a difficult thing for you guys to overcome as coaches and executives?
It's stuff that you deal with in the NFL. I don't say it's every team, but things come up in the NFL, and you need to be able to react accordingly. I mean, that's part of our job is dealing with stuff like that and making decisions. Ideally, you don't want any of that to happen, and you won't be in positions that it happens repeatedly. But it's no different. I mean, it's just part of the job that we have. We can't complain about it or, you know, anything else. That's just what we have to do, just like putting a game plan together, just like preparing for a Sunday.
And it hasn't strained any relationships among executives and coaches?
No, not that I'm aware. I mean, like I said, I'm probably through. That'll be the last question on that, because to come, I mean, that's sort of, I'll get on a soapbox. The whole, you know, there's a report that this, how do you respond to it? I mean, it just becomes a whole thing. We're responding to an anonymous source, or we're responding to a report that somebody said this, and it's counterproductive to what we're trying to do. And we're focused on Chicago Bears. But I will say this, it couldn't be further from the truth, the report that Bill just showed me.
Back to your defensive scoring for a second, Coach. Is that something that you can coach up the defensive guys in order to score, or is that just something that just how the ball bounces?
Well, I think there is something to playmakers, I guess you'd say. I don't know that you can coach. I mean, after you get the turnover, you can coach up, you know, getting blocks and things like that. We haven't had very many turnovers. So, I think that particularly fumble recoveries and things like that, I mean, sometimes it's the way the ball bounces. I mean, you can force fumbles, you can get interceptions, but sometimes recoveries just happen to be the way the ball bounces. A lot of turnovers on defense also come when you make a team one-dimensional, whether it's by game score or otherwise, and we haven't had enough of those games this year. You know, there's nothing better for getting a turnover than having a three-score game with 4 minutes to play. You know, that's a good situation for defense scoring, because the offense has to hold the ball long. They have to take chances down the field. You have chances to get sacks and strips, and you have chances to get interceptions. We haven't been in that situation enough this year.
Pettigrew, I don't believe he's a free agent. And what does it say about him that he's working this hard to get back to play in a game 16 that, you know, doesn't have any bearing on anything? Really?
Well, it's still an important game for us. We've listed a lot of reasons that it is. We want to finish strong. We want to finish with a win. It's a division opponent. It's a home game. It's a team trying to qualify for the playoffs, I guess you'd say, or at least have a chance to be in the mix. But that doesn't surprise me with a guy like Pettigrew. He's a very, very competitive guy. He's battled through a bunch of injuries this year. And if he can get on the field on Sunday, I know that he'll do everything he can to be able to do that.